According to the Fight for 15 movement, New York's 182,000-plus fast food workers are among the lowest-paid workers in the state and throughout the nation. Although New York's minimum wage is now $8.75, set to rise to $9 at year's end, fast food workers say it hasn't kept up with the cost of living, keeping them from paying bills, saving money, and finding suitable housing. Cooks and cashiers from various fast food outlets told their stories before the wage board during its meeting Monday at New York University. Robert Godfrey, a full-time McDonald's employee, is also a full-time college student.
I'm fighting for a fair wage because big companies want workers to treat customers with respect, but they don't treat their employees with respect. You're paying us a minimum wage. That's a joke.
Giving testimony via a translator, Jose Sanchez says he's been working at Domino's Pizza for 5 years.
I am only earning $6.40 an hour.
Sanchez explained he was struggling because many customers believe a recently imposed $2 delivery fee goes toward tipping delivery people. Chantel Walker works at a Papa John's pizzeria.
I feel for these families out here that have children, and they have lifestyles, and they want to provide a better life for their family. It's very hard. $9 is not enough. $8.75 damn sure ain't enough.
Fight for 15 says 52% of fast food workers nationally have at least one family member on public assistance, with New York taxpayers giving $700 million a year in public assistance to fast food workers to bridge the cost of what they refer to as poverty-level wages. Some business owners object, saying an increase could force them to raise prices or reduce hours for employees. The Business Council of New York State said last week it believes that the state's long-term future requires improvements in the state's overall economic competitiveness. It says imposing significant new costs on employers, including new or increased wage mandates, is contrary to achieving that objective. Meanwhile, the Employment Policies Institute criticized as flawed a new paper released by the Office of New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer, who supports a $15 minimum wage, saying it would benefit service employees in the city. EPI's research director, Michael Saltzman.
Business owners with narrow profit margins, just keeping maybe 2 or 3% of all sales and profits, really can't just absorb the increase. And so they either have to increase their prices, or if their customers aren't willing to pay higher prices, then they have to find another way to offset the cost.
Later this summer, the wage board is expected to recommend whether to raise the minimum wage for the fast food industry. Any increase would need the approval of Governor Andrew Cuomo's labor commissioner, but would not need legislative approval. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.